Kids, back when we were younger, your Uncle Marshall and I were really into college basketball. Every year, March Madness would take over the entire apartment.
Hey, what's with the blackboard?
It's our NCAA bracket.
Big board equals big luck.
Hey, that looks familiar. Where did you get it?
Hello. I'm looking for my wife, Ms. Aldrin.
There's no school today. It's a Saturday.
Of course. How could I forget?
Dumbass.
As the janitor leaves, Marshall clicks his fingers for Ted to rush in. Next, they're wheeling the blackboard down the street.
Big boy! Big luck!
We found it. No big deal. Anyway, every year Ted and I go in together on this big money pool out in Staten Island.
Yeah, the winner gets $100,000 stuffed in a duffel bag.
And you get to keep the duffel bag.
Why do you guys put yourselves through this? You lose every year.
That's because in the past we were just guessing. This year, we watched every game, read box scores, tracked injuries. This isn't March Madness. This is March meticulously thought outness.
Your team lost 20 minutes ago.
I didn't know they were playing today.
You okay, Barney?
Something strange is going on. I was down at the hardware store trying to get a little something, something.
Wait, you go to the hardware store to pick up girls?
There are four kinds of women who go to the hardware store by themselves.
Well, of course there are.
Single, recently divorced, lesbian who will let me watch.
You could not be more evil.
Sorry, five. Recently widowed. So I'm talking to this girl.
Look, I'm sure he's in a better place. Now let's find you a sturdier ladder.
I was only gone for a second when... See? Skid-proof.
She slaps him.
The same thing happened at the pet store yesterday.
Pet store?
Single girl, mid-20s, looking for a canine replacement for the boyfriend who just dumped her. Instead, finds Barney.
God bless you, Ted. You're reading my blog.
I'm really bored at work.
I'd call your ex a dog, but that would be an insult to little ladybug here.
Oh, I just want to take her home right now.
Not without a chew toy from Uncle Barney first.
And when I got back...
I'm sorry, I'm already spoiling her, but diamond in the rough. Could your heart just melt?
Shuck. Weird, right? The same thing happened last week at the museum.
Lou. You pretend to be a struggling young artist who needs a new muse.
No.
Marsh, you're a millionaire art thief casing the joint for a thrill money can no longer give you.
Wait.
Rob.
You're going blind, and you're trying to soak up all the beauty in the world before the darkness descends.
Bingo.
Power!
So I was talking to this girl.
At this point, about 83%. Soon these audio guides will be all that I have left.
I'm so sorry.
My God, you are beautiful. Hey, how about I get you a headset so you can see with your ears like I do?
Barney walks into a man as part of his ruse.
I couldn't have been gone more than 20 seconds, but when I came back...
You know, I also love the smell of great art.
Why does this keep happening?
Maybe you're not as good a liar as you think you are.
Oh, really? Then why am I not in prison for perjury? But I don't want to talk about work. Something weird is going on here.
But the next night got even weirder.
Alan Alda. It was Alan Alda.
You're never going to believe what just happened.
That guy from MASH. The main guy. But Hawkeye from MASH. How can I be blanking on this?
Alan Alda?
No.
Barney slopes off.
Hey, a word of advice? That guy you're talking to, Barney Stinson, I know he seems charming, but he's just saying whatever it takes to get in your pants. Sleeping with Barney was the biggest mistake of my life.
The woman goes.
Oh, my God. Where is she?
Oh, she must have left.
She said I hooked up with her? What was her name? What'd she look like?
She didn't say her name, but she had blonde hair, boobs, kind of trashy.
Dead in the eyes with an aura of self-loathing and despair?
Yes.
That's all of them. Okay, stay calm. Let's think this through. One of the girls who I lied to, seduced, and abandoned is trying to ruin my life. Shouldn't be too hard to figure out which one it is.
Barney's mental image database of women he's seduced goes into overdrive, and he puts a hand to his temple.
Oh, dear God.
shots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
This is a nightmare. Some woman that I slept with and screwed over is trying to ruin my life. God, why is this happening to me?
It's karma.
Nah, it's not karma. She's stripping in Vegas. Plus, we're good.
Look, if you want to figure out who it is, why don't you just start by checking your list?
My list?
Dude, do not pretend you're not the kind of guy who keeps a list of all the girls he's slept with.
I have one. It's called my marriage license.
Come on, let's see the list.
Ted, don't be crass. I would never demean the women that I've slept with by putting their names on some tawdry list. This is a scrapbook of all of the women I've slept with. I made it at the scrapbook barn on 7th. Ask for Heloise. Tell her I sent you. What do you think, Lil? You recognize the saboteur?
I don't know, Barney. I only saw her face.
How many of these girls know they're being photographed?
All of them, but only about half buy a copy on the way out.
Oh, Barney, you're never gonna figure out which of these is the mystery woman. All of these women have a right to hate you.
Oh, Lily, come on, lighten up. I mean, any girl who's gonna be with a guy like Barney and do this or that or this and that or do this with those in that, I mean, she should have known what she was getting into.
Absolutely. Mm. And what I do with these women should be between me and them. And you guys. And Heloise. She helped me do the decoupage.
I don't know, Barney. I don't recognize any of these women. I mean, some minor celebrities, one government official, and what appears to be a national fast food chain mascot.
Oh, this is impossible. There's too many girls. How the hell am I gonna narrow this down? The top 64 women I've slept with, split into 4 regions. This tournament will systematically narrow down which girl has the most cause to hate my guts. Last girl standing has to be the saboteur.
Absolutely not, Barney. We're not gonna make a game out of the women you've tricked into sleeping with you.
Barney presents booze.
Had 12 hours to live has way more cause to ruin his life than the girl he fake proposed to.
It's fake proposal girl. I mean, she hired a wedding planner.
It's 12 hours to live. That girl flew them both to Paris.
But she only bought him a one-way ticket.
Everybody, hands.
12 hours to live.
Damn it.
Yeah. Okay, toss up. Thought I was Jorge Posada, or you have my dead wife's kidney.
Kidney.
Jorge Posada?
She bought Yankee season tickets to watch him play.
That's true. Dead wife's kidney. How are we even discussing this?
Fake baby.
Lost at sea.
Fake baby.
Lost at sea.
I was there. Trust me. It's fake baby.
Down to the Sweet 16. And coming out of the Upper West Side, we have the number 3 seed, girl who thought I owned Google, up against the number 7 seed, girl who thought I was a scuba instructor.
You gotta go scuba instructor.
You're kidding me.
She got the bends.
Yeah, she did.
Evil twin.
Prince of Norway. How can it not be Prince of Norway?
Barney, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going with evil twin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
But I did sleep with that girl twice, as Barney and Larney.
Later, the friend shows signs of flagging.
Okay. We're down to the final 4. What do you think, people? Come on, dig deep.
Ugh, I can't decide. It could be any one of them.
Is that the blackboard from my classroom?
Come on, Marshall.
I'm tired and sad.
Mosby.
I want to call my mom. Just tell her I love her.
Okay, then this is as far as we get. The final 4. It's got to be Meg, Anna, Kate, or Holly. We are gonna track these girls down and you're gonna tell me which one approached you at the bar.
You guys stole my blackboard.
Meg's name from the Upper West Side in chalk.
Okay, there's her building. When she comes out, I'm gonna hide. And once you figure out if she's the girl from the bar, we run like hell.
No.
What do you mean, no?
That woman, like every woman in your final 4, deserves an apology. And I'm not telling you if she's the one until I hear you say I'm sorry.
Are you nuts? That would involve me speaking to a woman I've already had sex with, which, frankly, is a little bit like changing the oil in a rental car.
Barney, you're doing this.
Lily, this girl hates me. I hooked up with her in an apartment I was pretending was my own, told her I loved her, and then ditched her there. She got arrested for trespassing, bit a cop, and spent 8 days in jail.
Oh, crap, there she is. If she sees me, she's gonna kill me.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Hey, Meg, over here. Look who it is, your old friend Barney.
Meg stares.
Barney?
If she kills me, I want you to go into my apartment, grab the metal briefcase under my bed, and throw it in the East River.
What are you doing here?
Look, Meg, we need to talk.
Shh. It was all my fault.
I know it was, baby.
I just came on too strong.
And I forgive you. I love you.
Oh, my God. I love you, too. Oh, what's the matter with you? Get the hell from here. Look, she's not the one, but you still owe her an apology.
Anna.
So you remember who this one is, right?
Yes, you told her you were Ted and that you were an architect.
Right, and if you recall, her computer had a webcam and a T1 line,
yeah,
so
I know, Barney, you showed me. And that still doesn't count as a Christmas present. Go over there and apologize.
There she is.
Ooh, and she's holding hot coffee. Maybe she'll throw it in your face.
You're really enjoying this, aren't you?
I'm making a scrapbook.
Lily takes a snap.
Anna, hi.
Look who it is, Mr. Big Shot Architect. If you're here to ask me to take down the website, forget it.
What website?
TedMosbyIsAJerk.com.
You're right. I do deserve that. That's all I came here to say. You know what? I don't care who knows about it. Excuse me. I, Ted Mosby, am a jerk to women. Tell your sisters, tell your daughters to stay away. TedMosbyIsAJerk.com.
And that little website went on to get 400,000 hits. Thanks, Barney.
Kate's next.
Okay, which one is this again?
She's...
Barney!
Barney's throttled to the floor.
Smile. You look good. Have you lost weight?
Holly.
We're down to the number one seed. I knew it was Holly. It had to be Holly. Man, I was hoping it wasn't Holly.
Flashback to a campfire and tent at night.
Barney, did you hear that? Somebody's stealing my truck. Barney? Barney!
Growling sends Holly back into the tent.
That is the worst thing you've ever done. That is the worst thing anyone has ever done.
But in my defense, she was kind of annoying.
She's gonna kill you.
Barney!
Holly?
Mark, come over here! Barney, this is my fiancé, Mark.
Barney? You're the Barney who ditched her in the woods?
So you're not mad at Barney? Don't you want an apology? An admission of guilt? Your truck back?
No, whatever happened was in the past, and Mark is my present and my future.
And if you ditching Holly in the woods made her stop running around with guys like you, then cheers.
Well then, to the last 4th of July weekend I'll spend getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
4th of July. We started dating in June.
Holly forces a grin.
We ruined their lives. And the worst part of it is that you didn't apologize to any of those women.
No, the worst part is that we still have no idea who my stalker is.
Well, that's because you're going about this all wrong. I mean, why chase someone who is following you? All you need to do is go down to the bar, hit on someone, and wait until she turns up.
That's not a bad idea.
Ooh, I'll pretend to be the girl that you're hitting on.
I don't know. It's a lot riding on a girl who giggles when she lies.
I do not.
Have you ever fallen asleep while eating ribs?
No! Look, I can do this, okay? I mean, how else are you gonna find out who this girl is?
I'm in.
Okay, here's how it's gonna work. Now, Lily, she knows what you look like, so just hang out at the jukebox and don't draw any attention to yourself.
Lily bops groovily.
And the guys will be in the booth, just pretending to have a normal conversation.
Talking. We should be talking.
Words. Here are words.
Why is this so hard?
Laughter.
And then I'll come in looking hot as all hell.
Robin sits at the bar.
Wow, you are gorgeous. Oh God, I know that's awful. I just...
Shh, go away. But come back later. And then Barney will make his move.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Fine, Barney. I mean, fine, stranger.
Wow, you really are awful at this, aren't you?
Get your hand off my thigh, Barney.
It's supposed to look like we're about to hook up, Robin.
You know, I'm curious. What do you say to these girls to get them to come home with you?
Usually I just lean in and whisper this one thing in their ear.
Barney's line provokes Robin to raise her eyebrows, then touch her cheek self-consciously.
You're a little turned on right now, aren't you?
No. Look, somebody's watching us. Make your move to the bathroom.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom now. But when I come back, we'll go to my place and have sex.
Ted's with Marshall at their table.
Dude, look! Blonde girl heading over to Robin right now. We are go.
I don't know what to do with my hands. What do I normally do with my hands?
Barney joins them.
Barney, I brought a copy of the bracket. Which one is she?
I don't recognize her. She's not on the top 64.
Not even on the bracket. Wow, Cinderella's story comes out of nowhere to win the whole thing. That'll warm your heart.
Are you okay?
I don't even recognize her. Hey, I don't remember you. I've spent the last 2 days trying to remember every girl that I've slept with and all of the horrible things that I have done to them, and I have done some horrible things. I mean, at one point, I'm pretty sure I sold a woman. I didn't speak the language, but I shook a guy's hand, he gave me the keys to a Mercedes, and I left her there. I'm the guy who keeps a scrapbook of all of the women I have slept with, but I never thought I was the guy who would sleep with a girl and not even remember her. So from the bottom of my heart, for whatever I did to you, I apologize.
Oh, Barney! Oh, I'm so proud of you. That's not her. I'm so
what?
Sorry.
What?
Barney, I'm sorry. That's my friend Sally from work. We just ran into each other.
So I apologize for nothing?
Yes, but it was a great apology and a perfect way to end my scrapbook. I'm gonna call this photo Barney's Redemption. Could you stop giving me the finger?
A montage of Barney's most recent pickup attempts, all ending in a slap on the jaw. Then, Lily's scrapbook featuring Meg, Anna, Holly, and Kate, and ending with Barney's redemption picture.
Eventually, Barney did figure out who the mysterious girl was, but more on that later.
It's evening, and at home, Barney's writing his blog. Sometimes we search for one thing, but discover another. Even though I didn't find the mystery girl, Barney smiles reflectively, I did find out something very important about myself. A woman lies on his bed, alluringly.
Barney, come back to bed. You have a shuttle launch tomorrow. And that asteroid that's headed for Manhattan, it's not gonna destroy itself.
Barney ends with, I'm awesome. Winks, then closes his laptop. Picking up a large lens camera, he heads to the bed.